Wednesday, 5:10 p.m. at the Cupcakery. OMG! Mackenzie was acting totally schizoid. Just 2 minutes ago, she was Miss Thang with a funky attitude, talking trash and all up in my face like nose hair. But now, she was a nervous wreck and more uncomfortable than a fat, slimy worm on a hot sidewalk. And I was loving every minute of it. She frantically wiped the frosting out of her hair and then said to Brandon and me, "Well, I really should be going now. I have a ton of homework to do. Later." But before Mackenzie could sneak away, her classmates spotted her and rushed over to talk. She quickly plastered on a fake smile.
OMG, what are you guys doing here?
Hi, Mackenzie. We're just hanging out, so these must be your BFFs. We're dying to meet them.
Mackenzie gazed nervously at Brandon and me.
Actually, they were just leaving. They both have a ton of homework to do, so maybe next time, okay?
But in spite of her objections, her classmates hurried over to introduce themselves.
Okay, so you must be Nikki, I'm Presley, OMG, Mackenzie told us all about her very cool band, actually I'm not really sure yet, and her record deal. It was so nice of you to agree to stand in for her as lead singer while she had her tonsils removed. Anyway, we want, actually I'm not really sure yet, to perform at our 8th grade graduation party, and Mackenzie said she'd think about it and let us know.
Hi there, I'm Sol, and you're Brandon, right? You and Mackenzie are the cutest couple ever. No wonder the two of you were crowned sweetheart prince and princess at your Valentine's dance. Mackenzie said you'll probably be transferring to Northampton Hills next year. You're going to love it.
Hey, what's up, Nikki? I'm Evan, and I'm the editor of the school newspaper. Mackenzie told us you helped her with her super popular advice column, Miss Know-It-All. I'm trying to get her to do an advice column for our newspaper, too.
I know the two of you are really missing Mackenzie, Presley continued. It was so sweet of you to decorate her old locker. She showed us a photo, and it was adorable.
Yeah. How many students would volunteer at Fuzzy Friends, run a book drive for the school library, ice skate to earn money for charity, and create a line of designer fashions for homeless animals? Sol gushed. Mackenzie's an angel.
That's when I totally lost it and screamed. Wow! Mackenzie is just so wonderful! I bet she farts glitter, too! But I just said it inside my head, so no one else heard it but me. I was so freaked out by all the stuff those kids were saying that I almost fell out of my chair. It was like Mackenzie had stolen my identity or something. I seriously considered calling the authorities and having her thrown in jail. OMG. Brandon and I were quietly fuming. We were so mad, our heads were about to explode. But the worst part was that Mackenzie just stood there with this stupid grin on her face, nodding like every word they were saying was true. Like, who does that? It was clear to me why she'd tried to sneak off before they saw her. It was going to get really complicated really fast with two Nikki Maxwells in the room. I wanted to scream, "Will the real Nikki Maxwell please stand up? Which Nikki is the real me?" Completely fed up, Brandon glanced at the door and cleared his throat.
"Listen, Nikki, it's getting late. I think we should get going. It was really nice meeting all of you."
"Yeah, same here. Hopefully we'll see you all again soon."
I said sweetly as I plastered a big smile across my face. If Mackenzie decides to let her band, actually I'm not really sure yet, play at your graduation party. Then I glared at Mackenzie like she was a wad of gum stuck to the bottom of my shoe. That's when she started to panic.
Wait, guys. Please don't leave yet. I need to, explain a few things, okay?
Actually, Mackenzie, I've already heard quite enough. Northampton Hills sounds like a really great school. I'm really, happy for you, I said. Mackenzie blinked in surprise.
You are? Really? Thanks. Well, the least I can do is get you guys another cupcake. You never finished eating the last one.
Thanks for the offer, Mackenzie, but don't worry about it, I said.
Are you sure? I hear the double chocolate ones are really good, but my favorite is the red velvet with cream cheese frosting, or I could buy you both, Mackenzie rambled.
Brandon and I just shook our heads. We'd had all we could take of Mackenzie's cray-cray antics. All she needed to complete her very bizarre act was some circus music. We quickly headed for the door as Mackenzie continued to recite the cupcake menu. Then, out of nowhere, she suddenly shouted,
"Okay, great. It was cool hanging out with you. I miss you too. Love you guys."
Okay, that was totally weird. What alternate reality was she living in? Or was she just suffering from some obscure disease like, early onset, middle grade dementia? Once we were outside, Chloe and Zoe met back up with us in front of the cupcake shop. Chloe and Zoe, you'll never in a million years guess who we just saw inside, I exclaimed. That's when we heard a strange tapping sound. The four of us gasped and stared at the huge window of the cupcakery in disbelief. Finally, Chloe and Zoe uttered,
was it Mackenzie?
Mackenzie had pressed her face against the window and was frantically waving at us like we were leaving on a cruise ship or something. Of course, we all waved back at her. Both of my BFFs stared at Mackenzie with perplexed looks on their faces.
Is she sick or something? Chloe wondered aloud.
Why is she acting so strange and friendly? Zoe pondered in awe.
Listen, guys, just keep smiling at her and slowly back away. I'll call you later tonight and fill you in, I explained. Brandon and I said goodbye to Chloe and Zoe and then headed across the street to Fuzzy Friends. We planned to hang out there for a half hour until my mom picked me up. Although I hadn't been to Fuzzy Friends in a few weeks, it seemed more like months. Once on the sidewalk, Brandon glanced warily over his shoulder at the cupcake shop.
You know something? Mackenzie reminds me a lot of the stomach flu. Just when I think she's gone for good, she comes roaring back with a vengeance.
Tell me about it, I sighed. It was quite obvious that Mackenzie was up to something. I shuddered at the thought that we were possibly pawns in some scheme of hers. I couldn't help but wonder whether that illness Brandon had mentioned was contagious, because I had a sinking feeling I was about to contract a really ugly case of the Mackenzie flu, too.